"What's going on here?" Frank asked. Quinn glanced back over his shoulder. "Take him out," he said calmly. Frank took a pace backwards as Jackson rose. "Wait!" Paula and Lauren were in the homestead's living room, waiting for their freshly prepared Elwise jam to boil. The Elwise was one of the local edible fruits, a dark purple sphere 10 centimetres in diameter. A whole cluster of the small, wizened trees grew on the fringe of the jungle. They'd had a long picking session yesterday. Sugar was going to be the main problem. Several people grew cane in the village, but the few kilos they'd traded weren't particularly high quality. It would get better, though, Lauren thought. Everything about Aberdale was slowly getting better. That was part of the joy of living here. Paula took the clay jars from the oven where they'd been warming. "Could do with a minute longer," Lauren said. She was stirring the mixture that was bubbling away inside the big pan. Paula put the tray of jars down and looked out through the open door. A party of people were coming round the corner of the stockade. Jackson Gale was carrying someone in his arms, a teenage boy whose feet were dripping blood. Another two Ivets were carrying the unmistakable figure of Frank. "Mother!" Paula charged out of the door. Frank's face was terribly battered, his nose squashed almost flat, lips torn, eyes and cheeks swollen and bruised. He groaned weakly. "Oh, my God!" Paula's hands came up to press against her face. "What happened to him?"
"We did," said Quinn.
Lauren Skibbo almost made it. There was something about Quinn Dexter which had always made her uncomfortable, and the sight of Frank had set every mental alarm ringing. Without hesitating, she turned and raced back into the house. The laser hunting rifles were hung up on the living room wall, 5 of them, 1 each. Gerald had taken his with him this morning. She reached for the next one, the one that used to be Marie's. Quinn punched her in the kidneys. The blow slammed her into the wall. She rebounded and Quinn kicked her on the back of the knee. She collapsed onto the floorboards, moaning at the pain. The rifle clattered down beside her.
"I'll take that, thank you," Quinn said.
Lauren's vision was blurred by tears. She heard Paula screaming and managed to turn her head. Jackson Gale had dragged her inside, holding her under one arm while her legs kicked wildly.
"Ailey, Malcolm, I want the guns and every spare power magazine, any medical gear, and all their freeze-dried food. Get to it," Quinn ordered as the other Ivets piled in.
"And take watch outside. Manani will be coming out here on his horse, and keep an eye out for Gerald as well." He threw the rifle to her. She caught it and nodded crisply. Ailey and Malcolm started to ransack the shelves.
"Shut up!" Quinn yelled at Paula.
She broke off screaming, staring at him with huge, terrified eyes. Jackson Gale shoved her into a corner, and she shrank down, hugging herself.
"That's better," Quinn said.
"Imran, put Lawrence down in the chair, then search out the boots in this house, as many pairs as you can find. We're gonna need 'em. Got a long way to go." Lauren saw the young Ivet with the ruined feet being lowered into one of the chairs around the square kitchen table. His face was grey, sweating profusely.
"You just find me some bandages and some boots. I'll be all right," Lauren said.
"Really, Quinn, I'll be fine." Quinn caressed his forehead, fingers teasing back the damp strands of blonde hair.
"I know. That was a hell of a run out here. You did great, Lawrence. Really, you're the best."
Lauren saw Lawrence look up at Quinn, reverence in the lad's eyes. She saw Quinn slide a fishing blade from his shorts. She tried to say something as the blade came alive in a burst of yellow light, but only a gurgle emerged from her throat. Quinn sank the blade into the nape of Lawrence's neck, angling it upwards so it penetrated the brain.
"The very best," he whispered. "God's brother will welcome you into that night."
Paula opened her mouth in a silent wail as Lawrence's body slid down onto the floor. Lauren started to sob quietly.
"Shit, Quinn!" Ailey protested.
"What?
We've got to get out of here yesterday. You saw his feet. He would have held us up. That way we all get caught. That what you want?" "'No,' Arley mumbled lamely.